The question was asked, is there a philosophical problem with addiction in Jewish philosophy? So before I answer this, I feel like I just want to caution, I don't feel worthy of representing Judaism. Like, I can tell you what I can think of, and there are probably more things that I haven't thought of. So I'm going to try to answer it with a little bit I know, but I don't think it's fair to answer such a big question. What does Judaism think about this? I think when we view addiction, let's just clarify, we're talking about an addiction that isn't directly harmful, like a person that's addicted to coffee or to exercise or something else. I think we have to discern between two aspects. You have women that are addicted to chocolate. They have to have chocolate when they're nervous or under stress. So there are two aspects we have to recognize. There's the aspect of its usefulness, and then there's the aspect of the fact that a person can't handle not having it. When it comes to needing something that really we don't need, but we've developed an addiction, so that enters the realm where part of what we work on ourselves is that we should always be servants of Hashem, and we shouldn't need something that we don't really need. A guy needs a cigarette, irrespective of whether cigarettes are healthy or harmful. So he's putting himself in a situation where he needs something that he doesn't really need. Philosophically, we try to stay away from that. When Rabbi Feinstein Zatzal was offered to have an air conditioner in his bungalow, so he said he doesn't want it. So they asked him, why not? So he said, because if I get used to an air conditioner, then I won't be able to learn without it. And right now, I can learn without it. So why should I put myself in a situation in life where I need something in order to be able to learn? So in general, when I need something, it's going to stand in my way of serving Hashem, because I won't be able to be calm in handling the kids before I have my coffee in the morning. Or I won't be able to focus in davening before I have my coffee in the morning. So it's not in direct conflict, but it's not a situation which we would like to put ourselves into. So assuming that addiction is not something that's harmful, a person could say he's addicted to having a cup of hot water in the morning. He can't function before he has his cup of hot water. Or a woman can say she must have chocolate when she's tense. So who can say no? I mean, that's the way she is, that's the way he is, fine. But if a person is talking about, is there anything wrong with developing something like that? Anytime I'm developing something that I must have that isn't Torah-oriented, that's not good for me. I can't say it's prohibited, but if I have a choice of doing it or not doing it, I should rather not. I should rather not have that. To an extent, I'm losing control. I'm losing control over myself. And part of what the Torah trains us to do is to have control. Part of being a Torah Jew is I have control, and what controls me is being a good person doing the Torah. Now, on the other hand, we should recognize that there is a certain advantage having things that calm us down. Just like you don't say, I won't give the baby the pacifier. He shouldn't be addicted to a pacifier. So there are parents who say that. There are parents who say, I don't want him to have a pacifier to calm down. But there is an age where it's very good to give him a pacifier. And there is an age where it's very good to teach him that if he can't find his pacifier, he should put his thumb in his mouth and go back to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. There is a benefit to that. But by the same token, as we get older, sometimes it's good to have something that lets us let out our stress. So if for one person, by having this coffee, is going to be a better person during the day, we cannot ignore the advantages of that. And if for a woman, when she's under stress, then having that piece of chocolate is going to put her mind more at ease, we cannot ignore the advantages of that. So on the one hand, the aspect of it controlling us is not so good. On the other hand, if it gives us a release, and if it helps us get through difficult times, so we have to weigh one against the other. There are advantages to having things that allow us, that help us overcome something. It doesn't have to be an addiction for that, but we shouldn't go to the opposite extreme and say, well, I don't need it and it doesn't help me. No, sometimes we say, "Tznu shechar lo oved v'yayin lemarei nafesh." There are periods in life when it's good to have a cup of wine. And I'm not only talking about on Yom Tov. Now, there are periods in life when it's good for a person to be able to get away from his troubles. And that's a correct Torah approach as well. Part of part of contending with life is that sometimes I need a break from it. And a break can be going for a walk, and a break can be a piece of chocolate. There's nothing wrong if sometimes we use external stimuli to help us out. At the same time, we don't want to become a person that needs that in order to have it good. But the fact that that helps us, there's nothing wrong with it. So you understand the balance?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something like marijuana? Oh, so that's assuming it's something that's not harmful to us. If it's marijuana, so they...
Well, if it's the cup, the cigarettes are harmful to us.
Okay, so...
Why am I bringing this up? Because I went back to Montreal, and I have a friend that went to the Bolshova, and I saw that he still smoked marijuana. So he said it helps him a lot to put him in a... It helps him stay focused on his part of learning.
Again, you don't have to be addicted to something in order for it to help you.
Right. And I don't think he was addicted to it either.
And if it's something that's harmful, then one has to break that need. Meaning if a person is told by a doctor, look, a person is told he has diabetes, and he's told if he's going to have sugar, he's going to lose his legs and lose his life. So he better stop having sugar. He has to find NutraSweet and other things to help him out. And a guy says, yeah, but that's what helps me focus in the morning, my coffee with sugar, but that's what helps me be a good person. And we'll tell that person, fine, well, you don't have a choice. You have to break that habit. You have to get out of that. You have to find either an alternative or just break it, as tough as it's going to be. Even if you'll be miserable a little bit, eventually you'll get used to it. Hopefully. you don't have a choice. So you can't say that just because it helps me out and it's somewhere over there in that gray area, it's okay.
Because he made it sound to me that he obviously wasn't addicted to it, the point where he's saying that, it seemed to me like he was saying that if I don't smoke it at a certain time, that I mean, he might give up on all religious...
So let him consult with his own local Orthodox rabbi.
How do we balance that?
It's a very tough call. A person has to know his situation exactly and talk to him and hopefully get him into rehabilitation. He shouldn't need marijuana to be Jewish, no.
No.
He should get into rehabilitation and get off marijuana and be Jewish. Yeah.